Okay, slide number 4 is about this ultimate name of God, which is Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, I am that I am. Or as Hebrew doesn't do present tense, it's usually translated as I will be that which I will be. On the ladder, on Jacob's ladder, which is 4 trees of life fitted in together, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, I am that I am. The Ehyeh is at the top, the Keter of Keters, at the top world of Absolute, and the second I am is at the Malkut of Malkuts, at the very bottom of the physical world, and the that is the central column. So God is beyond all things, that God is in every single rock and stone of the physical reality. And the fact that God is in every rock of physical stone of reality means that God is also in the transcendent. Every mystic I've ever come across who studied the Bible has come along with this interpretation, that the name of God is the relationship. God is a relationship, and we are in that relationship. If we choose whether we are in a conscious relationship with God, but we're in a relationship whichever way we go with it, just because we don't believe in God doesn't mean to say we're not in a relationship with God. It's a relationship of denial of God. And I believe there is a God. If you believe there isn't a God, fair enough. But the teaching is that there is a divinity and we are part of it. And that is huge. Now, the whole thing about the names of God is very interesting. On slide number 5, we've got the relevant parts of the writing in Exodus when Moses goes to the burning bush and takes off his shoes because he's on sacred ground. And God, the angel of God, is Zevaot. It's the Elohim Zevaot that first speaks to Moses. It's the angel of God. And then the Lord speaks to Moses, because we have kind of different levels. Elohim is Bina, which is the understanding the God, the aspect of the divine that helps us to understand things. Yahweh is the inspiration or the wisdom of God. Yahweh tends to go bang with the idea. It's sort of very, what? Whereas Elohim is more, let's put this into context. Yahweh is the right-hand side of the tree, which is active. Elohim is more passive. Elohim makes the formation that things can happen in, whereas Yahweh puts the things in the pattern. The two together are very, very important. Now, Moses says unto God, who shall I say sent me? And God says, I am that I am. Moses says, what is your name? And God says, I am that I am. That is very clear. And he says, you shall say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Now, the children of Israel means those who are not in direct contact with God already. The house of Israel in the Bible means those who have got the priestly contact. The children of Israel is those who haven't. The children of Israel are not responsible for their actions because they don't know. The house of Israel is. And the dreadful things that happen in the Hebrew Testament, yes, there's fallout on the children of Israel, but the dreadful things that happen are meant generally to the house of Israel because they are the ones who should know better. Doesn't make it any less tough, but it's interesting to note. And then what's very interesting, God said moreover unto Moses, and God is Elohim every time, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, because it's confirming that the children of Israel may not be able to handle the I am. The Lord God of your fathers has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. So there's an inner teaching in there that basically says, for those who understand, the name of God is I am. For those who don't understand, the name of God is the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim. A blending of masculine and feminine. However, you won't find that in pretty much any literature because the Elohim aspect has been dropped. It says, the Lord God of your fathers, Yahweh, the Elohim, the Lord, the God. But the Elohim doesn't generally get followed on through that. So the feminine aspect of it has certainly been dropped. There's no need to blame anybody on this because the Yahweh aspect of it is far more inspirational than the Elohim. It's just the kind of thing that happens. And yes, it's a shame, but here we are to put it back.